drama win. The Kelly Clarkson Show was honored with the Best Show Award in the Daytime Talk Series category. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table. It's like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along our outstanding host or producer. I got all jarbled up in my intro there. Along with my outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Sommers. It's Friday. Thank God is right. TGIF, June 7th, 2024. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite, 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour 2 of the big show. That's what happens. Sometimes my brain is ahead of my tongue and my mouth and I get all tied up.
Oh, definitely. I am glad to clarify, though, because I am not qualified to be a host.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I would just, you know, sometimes it doesn't all happen. The brain, the mouth, and whatever, you know.
Oh, I definitely. Yeah. I remember a time where somebody had said something like, oh, I don't think Klondike bars are that good. And I said something, what taste buds are your planet from? Or something like, I don't know.
Many thanks to Jana Rose Schleiss. How cool is she?
That was awesome.
Right?
She's a good talker. Turns out working in radio helps to work in radio.
Right.
And also just very informative. And I'm excited for Kernza, and I hope that it takes hold. I hope those 10-foot long roots dig in deep.
Exactly right. Check out General Schleiss's story in the Capital Times at capitaltimes.com. And also, it's going to be posted here at Civic Media at civicmedia.us as Civic Media and the Cap Times continue on a little partnership or start off a partnership. And what's cool about it is we're going to be talking with reporters like Jana Rose when they have a new story out, and then we'll kind of share content a little bit. Yeah. So it's a great relationship, I think.
A link to the original article is also in the podcast description of the first hour.
There you go, fantastic! I want to check out some of this Kernza beer.
Oh, me too.
It tastes like
and the
pretzel,
cookies,
right? And the cookies.
My other thought is I'm going to have to do some research on Kernza and see if it has gluten or not.
Oh, right,
because that could be a huge thing too.
It could. I should have asked that.
I didn't think of it either until after.
I do not know that. What I do know is that at a little after 1:30, our friend and ongoing contributor, Peter Rapine, will be along. He is the managing editor of ebombsworld.com. He'll be along with news of the wild, the wacky, not made up, wacky, real things that real humans do in our bi-weekly look at Week in Review. And by the way, Brady Ewing, who's normally on every other Friday, he had a couple of things going on. He's a big deal. he had something going on. He said, hey, can we change weeks and go to next week? So Brady will be on next Friday.
So, and it'll be great.
It'll be great, as it always is. Well, he'll be joining us, by the way, next Friday when we're in Amory. And, of course, our friend and colleague Jay Matner and I are going on a little statewide trip. We're going to start off Tuesday here in Madison at the World Headquarters, and then Wednesday in the old hometown of Richland Center, home of WRCE. Come on down to Kroska Park at the Veterans Memorial Pavilion in Kroska Park, and we'll be there. And then on Thursday, we're going to be in Eau Claire at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown Eau Claire, and then on Friday, ending the tour in beautiful Amory at the Danielson Stage at Mitchell Park. And so you can see both Jane's show from 10 until noon and our show from noon until 2 live. Bring a lawn chair, something to drink. If it's good, give Todd some as well. But come on down, bring a beverage, bring a chair, bring a friend, and you can listen and watch both shows live, meet Jane and myself. More importantly, we get to meet all of you and have some fun. So Brady will join us on the final day. Maybe I'll see if he wants to go to Amory with him.
See if he wants to join you on Wednesday, maybe. I don't know.
He'd probably say my wife would not be crazy about that, but sure.
Understandably.
You know, taking care of the four boys, poor Brady, or poor Rachel, all alone, his wife. But no, well, Brady will call in next week. So that'll be great from beautiful Amory. Time once again at 10 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock to play our Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win Contest.
Dashboard, your love and an old Ford, cheap shades and a tattoo and a yoo-hoo, bottle on the floorboard, perfect song on the radio, sing along, cause it's one we know, it's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine, it's summertime.
Kenny Chesney singing it out. It is summertime, specifically Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win Contest. Remember, important to tell you, or the lawyers will paddle me. Maybe for that reason I shouldn't tell you.
I was about to say.
It is Gay Pride Weekend down in Milwaukee this weekend, and we're going to have a big float down there, apparently. I'm going to be in Richland Center for the 77th annual Betty Hayes Dance Recital, in which my sister, God love her, who just turned 50, she's 50, and she can kick and she can dance. She's 50, and she is in the alumni class. Now, of course, I was in it, but I was fine. One of the dances was what, like the Austin Powers. Yep. I thought, well, I could do that. I'll dance. But then it got into, like, you know, flamenco dancing and tapping. And I'm like, I'll make a fool out of myself. So I pulled out of the recital. And I know. But my sister, God love her, she will be in it. And so I'm going up there to support her and also the Betty Hayes School of Dancing. And Betty has been on our program, as has her lovely and talented daughter, Cheryl Baxter, who is a dance instructor in her own right. So Cheryl will be back in town from Los Angeles, and it's going to be the world record-setting Betty Hayes Baxter in her 77th dance recital. So I'll be back there for that. But a lot of our team is going to be in Milwaukee this weekend for the Milwaukee Pride Parade. Anyway, that's more than you wanted to know. More importantly, here in our summer, Scotty's summer, statewide, important, that's what we got going here. The lawyers are telling me, I got to tell you, it's statewide. Here's what's up for grabs. A Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. I'm not allowed to tell you what's in it, but boy howdy, it's good. Daily. That happens once an hour. You get a summer surprise pack once an hour for Wisconsin Dells. And then daily, once a day, we give away a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats. They're fantastic seats. And then at the end of next week, two people will be chosen as grand prize winners, and you'll have a choice of one of the following summer staycations. Number one, Fort Atkinson Cottage on the Lake, including a pontoon boat, which may or may not be driven by Pat Kreitlow. Number two, Lake Geneva Stay at Harbor Shores, and you could also visit Simple Bakery down there in Lake Geneva. Or three, a Door County Stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. And we're going to give you a gas card to get there and back. All that is on the line. Open up your Civic Media app. Go to any of the stations, choose your favorite one. Then once you click on that station on the Civic Media app, you'll see a little icon that says text, all right? Now, text the following word on the Civic Media app. This hour's word is tubing. Tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G. As in, once we get to Amory, Jay and Matt Nair and I are going to go tubing.
I guess it is summer now, so you could.
All right, tubing. I find that to be an extraordinarily difficult word.
I don't know about extraordinarily difficult, but certainly more difficult than our word yesterday.
Yes, tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. Tubing. I'm going to go tubing this summer. I may wear a tube top. The word is tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G, tubing.
I was planning to go tubing until I forgot to say it was a statewide contest and the lawyers popped my tube.
Pat Kreitlow may be playing the part of Captain Stubing, but I'll text the word tubing.
There we go.
Yes, tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. The word is tubing. So text that right now. And when you get your text back, you'll text, and then they'll send you like a confirmation text. Look at that. And they're going to give you a selection of things you could do. One of them is to check your voter registration. And this is the cool thing. We're not asking people whether you vote Republican, Democratic, or whatever. We just want to help people register to vote and get out and vote, regardless of your political leanings. That's fantastic. So if you do one of those things, like if you check your voter registration or one of these actions, that gives you another entry. So don't disregard the text you get back.
You could
get more points if you do that.
You get to be prepared for voting and more chances to get those Brewer tickets, get those prize packs.
Here's Greg in Waukesha. Greg says, Todd has a honey-do list and asked to include changing the tubing on his house. I'm not even sure what that means. First of all, I don't have a honey to have a honey-do list, but okay, we'll go along with that. See, this is why I should be going to the Gay Pride Parade to get myself a honey to have a honey-do list.
You might have to, you know?
No, I'm going to the Betty Hayes 77th dance recital, and I'm very excited about it. There'll be lots of sequins. And I cannot wait. Again, text the word tubing, T-U-B, ING right now to the Civic Media app to get in on this Scani Summer Text to Win contest. And don't miss out.
And Steve on Facebook says, not to be confused with tubbing. Yes, we're not hot tubbing. There's only one B. It is tubing.
Yes. T-U-B as in boy, I-N-G. Tubing. That is the word this hour on our statewide. And you might be thinking to yourself, who wins these things? Well, do you still have that list, Mr. Roberts? Because we had a person from Richland Center win one of these things last week in one of the daily or hourly contests, and we're sharing with you a list of people so that you know real people are actually winning.
Here's some people who won the Wisconsin Dells prize packages. We've got Jean from Lac des Flambeaux, Eric in Madison, Pam from Muscadet, Kathy from Chippewa Falls, and several more. Oh, and man. Brody in Richland Center is one of the people who's won some of those club level Brewers tickets.
Not Brady. That would be the inside job. But no, this is Brody.
Brody, yes. Very different.
Fantastic. So they're real. See, your friends and neighbors are winning. So the point is, don't be left out. This is the real deal. No purchase required. Simply go to your app store, download the Civic Media app. It's free and easy. And open it up and then choose a station. You'll find the icon that says text, click on that and text the word tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G, right now, and you too could win one of these fabulous prizes from Wisconsin Dells, Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, Door County, or Brewer tickets. Come on back, have a little fun. Board Game of the Week and Peter Rapine straight ahead.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tallahassee Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here we go. Now, see, this is what we should be. If we would have danced to this song, I would have been all in. I was pretty good at this one, if I do say so myself. Yeah. We were the Betty Hayes School of Dance 77th Anniversary Edition in Richland Center. This was going to be one of the alumni dance songs. And again, I was never part of the actual dancers. I was the MC and audio engineer. But I always envied and wanted to be a dancer. And so they were gracious enough to allow me in the alumni class. And that's one of the songs from Austin Powers, which we started with. And then it just got into flamenco dancing or whatever. And I'm like, I'll make a fool of myself.
Seems a lot more difficult.
It was a lot more difficult. And so I said, no, thank you. But the show is going on, you understand. The alumni class at the 77th Annual Betty Hayes Baxter School of Dance. Betty Hayes School of Dance in Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center. I will be at that. What you need to be doing is texting in right now in our Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Open up the Civic Media app and text us. Doesn't matter which station. And just text the word tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G. If you're a bad speller like Todd, just think of it as tub-in. T-U-B-I-N-G. T-U-B-I-N-G. Text us right now, as a matter of fact. Before Board Game of the Week, let's get to this one cut, Mr. Zommers. Great to have John Stewart back on The Daily Show, and this was from yesterday or the day before, and he had on former Republican Representative Ken Buck, who, like Mike Gallagher, Republican of Green Bay, has left the Republican Party. This is Ken Buck's interview with Jon Stewart this week on The Daily Show on Comedy Central on why he left the Republican Party.
What are your ultimate thoughts about leaving the way you did and the unfulfilled potential of a government that is completely disconnected from the needs of its people, allowing demagogues like Donald Trump to rise?
I left because I couldn't tell the lie. The 2020 election wasn't stolen. The January 6th defendants aren't political prisoners. On and on. So not agreeing to the party line.
Right. You're a victim of cancel culture.
Well, I am. I'm not a victim of anything. I am absolutely blessed beyond belief with six right. grandkids and plenty of reasons.
Six grandkids?
Six and a half grandkids. One on the way.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I immediately went to like Solomonic wisdom of like, no, you're not supposed to do that.
No, but you know, there's a lot of life out there besides
and it's
arguing about nothing and telling lies. And so I made a choice to go enjoy what I've got left.
What will break this fever in Washington?
America does great with a crisis. 9/12, America came together. And we were a unified country.
For like seven hours.
I hope we don't get to that crisis point. But I think that there is a leader out there that will unify and help unify America. And it's somebody who
has
great morals, somebody who has great leadership skills, a John F. Kennedy. I probably wouldn't have said this 20 years ago, that he was a great hero. But you look at what John F. Kennedy did in terms of bringing the country together during the Cold War and moving us forward. There is somebody there that will help America heal and move forward.
That is Republican Ken Buck on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart talking about why he left the Republican Party. A lot of good stuff there. I think it is repeated by people like Mike Gallagher from Green Bay and others. Simply just not going to tell the lies anymore and time to move forward. I agree. I agree with Ken Buck. I agree with Jon Stewart that there is someone out there Ken still has the ability to bring the country together in a unifying way.
So. Yeah, and I think it takes some guts to be honest when everybody around you is not.
Right. And I would argue that Joe Biden, for me right now, in this moment, is that person.
I would agree.
All right, 25 after the hour of 1 o'clock, don't forget to text in the word tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G, tubing, right now, to the Civic Media app to win a number of great prizes, including Milwaukee Brewer tickets to the club-level seats. But time, once again, for Board Game of the Week.
Back to this edition of Board Game of the Week.
Now, Todd, you ever been to a masquerade ball?
You know, funny you ask. I have not, but for a variety of reasons, I've been wondering about this. So this is great. The answer is no, I have not yet been to a masquerade ball.
I have not either. But now I've played a game that's kind of like that.
Really? Do tell.
So this game is called The Grim Masquerade. That's Grim with two M's, like the Brothers Grimm. So it's a fairy tale themed game where everybody is assigned one of the characters in these fairy tales. One person might be the Beast from Beauty and the Beast. One person's Sleeping Beauty. One person's Rumpelstiltskin, etc. And there's a bunch of artifacts. There's just items at the party. Like there's a spindle. There's a mirror. There's all these other fairy tale items, a cauldron or whatever. And each character has items that help them and items that hurt them.
Okay.
On your turn, you get two items. You have to keep one for yourself and give one to somebody else. And that helps you. Like, if you get too many of the thing that hurts you, you have to tell everybody who you are. And so you're trying to figure out who everybody is by giving them stuff to maybe hit that threshold that it'll hurt them without trying to give them the things that they want to win. So basically, everything you do to try and get more information about who someone else is, you're either surrendering information about who you are or potentially helping them win. So it's this delicate line of trying to have enough interaction with your fellow partygoers to figure out who they are without revealing yourself.
And I like this. I like this.
I thought it was a lot of fun. Yeah. I played it for the first time a couple of days ago.
Was it as much fun as you thought it might be?
Yeah. Well, it was more fun than I thought.
Really?
Because I was a little bit skeptical at first. I was like, how is this going to work? And then it worked really well.
And how much is it?
It's $25, might be a little less, depending on where you get it. And it's pretty easy to play. It might have sounded a little convoluted when I explained it, but I promise when you sit down and play it, it makes a lot of sense.
It's basically just trying to keep your identity secret while sussing out other people's identities.
Yes, yes.
So you have to think a little bit, which I like. I like those kind of games.
Yeah, and it's
but there are
no
masks involved.
No actual masks. Oh, okay. No.
But you could, I suppose, if you wanted.
You could. It just wouldn't. It'd just be fun. Just be for fun.
Right.
Yeah, it's about 20 to 40 minutes to play, 2 to 5 players. I would recommend having at least 3 because I feel like having 2 people is kind of goofy with that when you're trying to figure out everybody's secrets.
Right, you can't have 2 people, right?
But yeah, that's The Grim Masquerade.
All right, there you go. This week's Board Game of the Week. Very good. That was a good one. I like that. One that I could see myself sitting down and playing.
I'll have to borrow it from my friends who have it, and maybe we can play it in the office.
A little bit of a civic media one. We're going to have a great fun with Peter Rapine, managing editor of EpomsWorld.com, a week in review. Another shout out. My sister has sent me a picture of dress rehearsal at the Betty Hayes School of Dance. They are on it at Richland Center, 77 years.
Impressive.
It is. It is very, very impressive. This was the dance we were supposed to do, but it went to flamenco dancing. Stay tuned back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Please clap.
We forgot.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
CBS News Brief. Apollo 8 astronaut Bill Anders has died.
During Apollo 8's trip around the moon, he made history as a photographer, looking back at the Earth.
The picture that was commemorated on the stamp and has been the picture of popularity was one I took.
CBS's Peter King tells us Anders died when the plane he was piloting crashed. He was 90. Excessive heat continues this weekend in parts of the West. CBS's Ben Tracy is in Las Vegas.
They've opened up cooling centers. They're telling people if you have air conditioning, stay home. If you're going to be out, make sure you hydrate.
The prosecution rested its case Friday, and now it's the defense's turn to call witnesses in Hunter Biden's gun trial. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
Spent a week of emotional testimony with multiple members of the Biden family testifying against Hunter Biden, including his ex-wife and the widow of his brother, Beau Biden. From his daughter, some supportive testimony, and this weekend a decision as to whether Hunter Biden himself gets on the stand.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It all comes together for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. Milwaukee bounced back in a big way Friday, blowing out the Detroit Tigers 10-0. In addition to a strong offensive showing, Tobias Myers pitched a gem in the longest pitching outing of the season for the Brewers.
It was just pitch by pitch, and then next start came around. I think I'd got into like trying to force results. So today was literally just one pitch at a time. That was all I was thinking about, just next pitch.
Myers allowed one hit in 8 innings of work. Today it'll be Freddy Peralta pitching for the Brewers in game 2 of the 3-game series. Glenn Day and Boo Weekly lead the AmFam Championship at University Ridge at 4 under par after the first day. Wisconsin data's Cherry Kelly and Steve Stricker are one shot back of the leaders. The event continues through tomorrow. And today, high school champions will be crowned in the sports of softball, tennis, and lacrosse. All 3 events are being held in Dane County. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Cloudy with some showers this morning, then more sun by this afternoon. We'll see a high near 73. For tonight, mostly clear with lows in the mid-50s. Sunny for Sunday, a high near 73. For Sunday night, partly cloudy, lows around 48. Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 72. Right now, it's 58.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
Ohio has an August 7th deadline for November's candidate registration. Problem is, Joe Biden wasn't going to be nominated until the Democratic convention beginning August 19th. What's an Ohio legislature to do? Try and stop ballot initiatives, of course. State legislatures routinely pass housekeeping bills to accommodate such discrepancies, but not this year. The legislative majority was spanked by the voters in 2023 after the legislature backed changes to ballot measure rules in August, trying to derail a reproductive rights initiative in November. The Ohio Capital Journal reports that negotiations for the fix began in early May, passing a House committee. Seeing a partisan opportunity, extreme Republican Senate leaders rolled in SB 215, a bill expanding a ban on foreign contributions to ballot measures to include foreign nationals living and working in the U.S. The Associated Press reports that a group funding the November Reproductive Rights Campaign received donations from a legal U.S. resident, Swiss billionaire Hans-Jörg Weiss. When National Democrats organized a pre-convention online nomination instead, and DeWine berated his fellow Republicans, Senate leadership offered to pass the fix if the foreign funder legislation passed too. In a special legislative session, both the fix and the ban were passed and signed by the governor. Find more on this unnecessary drama at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
How about that?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at what happened over the weekend and get you prepared for a statewide tour with our friend Jane Matinere. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is the having fun doing it part on a Friday, TGIF, June 7th, 2024, 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. And we are absolutely thrilled to have our friend and ongoing contributor. He is the managing editor of epalmsworld.com. Mr. Peter Rapine with another bi-weekly look at the week in review. Peter, how the heck are you?
Doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day here in Brooklyn, and we have some really dumb news to talk about. So I couldn't be better.
I'm telling you right now, I'll make this a deal right now. I'm gonna check tickets, and once in a while you get like a round trip ticket from Milwaukee to LaGuardia for like $100 or whatever. And I find one of those, we're gonna bring the show out to New York and we're gonna do it live some Friday. How about that?
Hey, count me in. I love it.
It'll be great. And because Peter's one of these guys we've never met in person because he's out in Brooklyn. No. But I would just want to sit down and have a couple of beers with you because I think it'd be fantastic.
Hey, beers are on me, Todd.
Well, thank you. Well,
whenever you get out here.
Maybe we'll have them together on the show. That could be a lot of fun.
Maybe we'll have to record that as a podcast.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll do an extended hour. Yeah, an extended version.
Before we get into week in review, I want to remind people, Peter, here's the big news at Civic. The Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest is underway. And this hour, right now, people can win either a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack once an hour. Once a day, we're giving away a pair of Milwaukee Brewer Club level seats. And then at the end of next week, we'll have a grand prize. Two people will win a choice of a Fort Atkinson cottage on the lake, including a pontoon boat, or Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores. Or, by the way, Peter, do you prefer ridges or no ridges?
In what context?
There's a door counting stay at the Ridges Inn and Suite. So right there, it'll be fantastic. And we're giving you a gift card. So exactly. So text in right now to the Civic Media app. The word this hour is tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. As in, we're going to go to the Apple River and go tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. Text the word right now to the Civic Media app. All right, Peter, we've gotten the business out of the way. Let's get into it. The week in review, according to ebombsworld.com. Again, these are not made up. This is real things that real wacky humans do.
Yeah, I always like to say we're funny, but we're not this funny.
What do you got for us?
And probably the funniest story of the week comes to us from probably the funniest country in the world, China.
A lot of people say China's not that funny, but continue.
Some silly things happen in China that probably wouldn't happen anywhere else.
Well, true. Yeah.
Headline reads, China apologizes after hiker finds pipe feeding 1,000-foot-tall waterfall.
The country of China has apologized after a hiker finds a pipe feeding a 1,000-foot-tall waterfall. Explain.
So China's tallest waterfall, it's allegedly the tallest waterfall in the country, the Yutani Mountain Waterfall, runs dry certain times of the year, right? During the wet season, it's really flowing with water. And then during the dry season, not as much water, so the waterfall kind of dries up. It's a really big tourist attraction in China. I think some 20 million people might visit it a year.
Wow.
So Chinese officials found a way to keep the fall a great tourist attraction during the dry season by attaching a pipe to the top of the waterfall that just spews water out over the top.
So when this thing dries up naturally and there is no actual waterfall, the Chinese government has put a pipe in and they just turn on the hose.
Hey, fake it till you make it, right?
And what I love about this is you actually have a picture of said pipe feeding said waterfall.
Yeah, so the guy who found it, was obviously hiking there during the dry season and had never, you know, you can't really get to the edge of the fall because it's usually really flowing because sometimes of the year it's a real waterfall. Right. And so he was able to see and capture footage of a pipe sticking out of a rock just spewing water, which chef's kiss. Way to go, China.
I mean, what's next? People go to Old Faithful in Montana. There's just going to be a hose there that they turn it on for a geyser?
Well, you remember a couple months ago, we talked about the guy who there was a job opening for people to play a monkey at a Chinese state park where you got fed bananas all day. That's right. So it's very par for the course. This is a very China-type thing to do.
I mean, what's up with the Chinese government? They don't care about sincerity or authenticity. It's just get the dollars or the yens or whatever.
Well, you know, life's about illusion, you know?
All right. Yeah, right. Sadly, yes.
Yeah. Put a nice coat of paint over it, and hey, it looks great, doesn't it?
I love it. All right, Ms. Rapine, next headline, if you'd be so kind, according to ebombsworld.com.
All right, so this story is much realer than the previous one. And sometimes, you know, you don't want to take things at face value, right. As this one person learned. So headline reads, person impaled by butt plug while wearing it during an MRI scan, now suing maker of sex toy.
And again, we're only reporting the news, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I want to read this. Person impaled by butt plug while wearing it during an MRI suing the maker of said sex toy. Okay, go ahead.
So we don't know if it's man or woman, but I assume it's man. It seems like more of a guy thing to do.
It is Pride Month, but go ahead.
So yes, some bold person decided to wear their sex toy to an MRI, which... a lot of questions about why you'd want to do that to begin with, but they wore the butt plug to the MRI. I'm going to keep saying that as many times as I can in the next minute, believing that it was a fully silicone toy. Right. Because you can't wear metal in an MRI. It'll
right.
get ripped apart. But it turned out that there was the center coil or like the center, piping inside was made of metal. And what happened was the butt plug shot up through their body into the their center cavity. And we have on our site a screenshot of a text message allegedly from one of the nurses that was on call and a screenshot of the x-ray of said butt plug in their chest. And the nurse describes the butt plug as an anal rail gun.
An anal rail gun. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. We appreciate it. I mean, I have so many questions here. And first of all, I mean, you know, God love people. If you got sex toys in your own bedroom, that's your business. But why on earth would you wear one to a doctor's appointment, let alone an MRI?
Well, doctor's appointments notoriously aren't that fun. Right? So if you're trying to make the experience a little more enjoyable, I could guess. I can see where your head is at.
My guess is that if they thought it was fully silicone, they wanted to prank the people who would look at the MRI. Too. Oh my
God. But it literally backfired. It fired off into their posterior. And I mean, is the person okay? Do we know?
I believe they're okay. Okay enough to, you know, file suit against the sex toy company after the fact.
And right there, that's another thing that burns me, that grinds my gears, is that the person's an idiot for wearing a sex toy to a doctor's appointment. Mm-hmm. And then now they're suing the maker of the sex toy for going off.
Yeah. Well, if it was advertised as, 100% silicone, they do have... You know, a case. they got a couple of cases, but you know, a head
they
case.
They got a couple of cases.
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sakes! I mean, the more you know. Again, we're talking to Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World. These are real headlines, not made up of actual things ridiculously stupid people do, in Todd's opinion. All right. I'm not sure where we could go after a butt plug story, but what else you got?
All right, so this story is a follow-up of a follow-up of an original story that I know you guys said you talked about. There was a man in Michigan who went viral for logging into his Zoom courtroom for a case of a suspended license while driving a car. The man's face has now become a meme. The original video went mega viral. But since that original video, there's been two follow-ups. And so the initial follow-up was that his license wasn't actually suspended, that it was a clerical mistake that the judge had made. Mm. But that actually turned out not to be true. And now our final follow-up, and I'll read our headline, says, turns out the suspended license guy never had a license to begin with.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Listeners, regular listeners will know, yes, Zomers, I talked about this a few days ago when it happened. There was a dude that showed up on court virtually via Zoom because he was charged with driving with a suspended license. And he shows up on court while driving. And the judge is just like, I thought I saw everything, basically. And said, look, I'm revoking your bail. Turn yourself in by 6 o'clock tonight. And now it's come out that the guy never had a license. And in fact, I believe he was driving with his Michigan State ID.
I mean, some people just, you know, live exciting lives, and the rest of us, you know, can't compete.
Well, right. I mean, I'll give him that. And yeah. God love him for, you know, sticking with the bit, right? Like, well, I thought I could drive with this. I can't drive with a state ID. What? Really?
The thing that says on it in all capital letters, not a driver's license?
Really? Yeah. Really? I mean, I admire the guy for sticking with the bit.
Probably the funniest update to a story that we've covered in recent memory. Yeah.
All right, what else you got, Peter Rapine?
All right. I don't know if you guys have talked about Red Lobster, but a lot of people are really sad that Red Lobster is going bankrupt. A lot of people have been debating why it's going bankrupt. But one man is actually doing something to help save Red Lobster, and it's none other than Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav, explain quickly who Flavor Flav is, and then go on.
So Flavor Flav is a rapper, I think, from the 90s, the 80s. He had a hit TV show called The Flavor of Love. He's most known for wearing clocks as jewelry.
Big clocks on his chest.
Around his neck. So he posted on the internet the other day a photo of himself next to a massive spread of Red Lobster, saying that he's going to do everything in his power to save the Cheddar Bay biscuits, which if you've ever had a Cheddar Bay biscuit, they're delicious.
They are delicious. I'll say that.
So our headline reads, Flavor Flav is doing everything he can to save Red Lobster's Cheddar Bay biscuits. And he's not the only one. There's a lot of people online sharing photos from their Red Lobster outings since the news of their bankruptcy. And I think if we all band together, you know, we can steer Red Lobster into a profitable, prosperous future.
I think you're right. And well, I don't, I'm not sure if it's in your story or not, but I think one of the posts from Flavor Flav was something about, you know, cheddar biscuits for your boys. which I found fantastic.
Yeah. It's just such a silly, fun photo, because obviously, you know, what is Flavor Flav actually going to be able to accomplish, right, besides making
it's one meal.
It's one meal. It's one day.
Have you ever been, do you enjoy a Red Lobster meal? When was the last time you, Peter A. Pye, went to Red Lobster?
See, I should put my money where my mouth is. I don't think I've ever been to a Red Lobster.
I know I haven't.
Really? I yeah, have, but I'm trying. I mean, it's been a good 12 to 15 years since I darkened the doors of a Red Lobster. I worked for a law firm down in Florida for a while, and we had a client, and June was her name. God love her. She rest in peace. But she used to tell my boss, her attorney, she'd say, Sam, my money's down in the Wachovia. And we'd say, which one, June? You know, across the Red Lobster. And that's how she kept track of her bank, the Wachovia, across from the Red Lobster. So if the Red Lobster goes out of business, what are the folks at Wachovia going to do?
They're going to be lost.
They're going to have to enjoy themselves a cheddar biscuit.
Yes.
All right, we got about 30 seconds, so let's wait until we come back from the break here. Give us a little tease, Mr. A. Pye. What's coming up?
Coming up is a woman that doesn't have any survival instincts and hilariously pays the price for it.
Survival instincts. You'll need it to get through the next segment and also this weekend. Stay close. As our friend says, it's the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, let's tackle a big question in a short amount of time. How much money do you need to save for retirement? It's not the same for everybody. If you think 10 times your annual pre-retirement income, that's in the right ballpark. But what is pre-retirement income? And how do I save that much money? Okay, don't stress about the big number. The simplest and most effective way I know is to save about 15% of your income each year. If you're starting later in life, like in your 40s, you probably have to save more than that 15%. But the bottom line is, start saving now, as much as you can, and put it in retirement accounts where it can grow. Some savings is always better than none. Now, there's an awful lot more to say about this topic, which I did over on my YouTube channel. You can check it out if you want to dive in deeper. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube. Till then, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Schaefer, one of the greatest songs ever known to man. It's Raining Men. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. We're going to be in the Pride. Well, we're not, because I'm going to be at the Benny Hayes School of Dance and Richland Center. But Civic Media, big float, big entry in the Pride Parade down in Milwaukee this weekend. So be safe. Have fun. All those people participating. We appreciate all of you being with us and listening on a Friday. About 9 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock, at the top of the hour, the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show takes over these very airwaves and takes you through until the 4 o'clock hour. Also, you have 8 minutes left. 8.5 to text to win the Civic Media statewide Sconny Summer Text to Win contest. You can win a prize pack of Wisconsin Dells goodies, a couple of Brewers tickets to club-level seats, or a staycation at Fort Atkinson with a pontoon boat, Lake Geneva on Harbor Shores, or Door County at the Ridges Inn and Suites. Text the word tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G, right now to the Civic Media app to win. Tubing, T-U-B-I-N-G, is the word right now. Also right now, we have Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOM's World. You can find all these headlines at epomsworld.com. With a week in review, Mr. Rapine, what do you got?
All right, so we were talking about survival instincts, which clearly the nameless person wearing the butt plug did not have. Right. And neither does this random lady seen walking down the street. So she's walking down the street, and you can see in the corner of the video a motorcycle taking off. And it's assumed that that person was just exiting their garage. And as this woman walks underneath the garage door, it begins to close. And so instead of getting out of its way, she kind of gets swept into the garage as it closes and locks behind her. And the video, it can be seen from two angles. So you see her walking down the sidewalk, and then you see her again in the empty garage, petrified as to how the heck she just got stuck in a stranger's garage.
It's fantastic video. And what I love about this is you're saying this is not yet up fully on the website of EPOM's World. You're bringing to us this headline live first to our listeners and viewers, which I appreciate so very much. And you sent us the video, and it's like a human mousetrap. This poor woman's just walking down the street, and the garage, it's not one of those garage doors where it goes right down, like, straight on the opening. It kind of juts out a little bit, right? And so it's like an older-fashioned garage door.
Yes.
So it basically, the garage door juts out almost like an awning. And then as it closes, this woman is underneath of it, and it just sweeps her in like a mousetrap. I mean, that poor woman.
Yes, our headline reads, Zero Survival Instincts. Lady walking down the street accidentally gets closed inside random garage.
I mean, that's fair because she doesn't, she just kind of lets it sweep her. She doesn't like try to escape it at all. No. She just kind of goes with it. And I guess what would we do in our own situation? But do we have an update on this poor woman?
We don't have an update. My editor who wrote it up, he tried to find out who she was. We couldn't find out where it was, who she was. So we presented to you with as little but as much context as we could find.
She may still be in said garage.
Telling by the look on her face, she's still in that garage, yes.
I mean, I hope she's well. I hope the guy came back with his motorcycle. But see, I have a fear of my life will end at the paws of an electronic robotic AI dog. Yeah. This woman was taken in by a garage door.
Quite literally, yeah.
Quite literally. Peter Rapine, what else you got from EPOM's World?
All right, so this one is about a week old. But since we talked last week, you didn't get a chance to go over it.
Yeah.
Headline reads, high school soccer announcer caught on hot mic joking about killing himself.
And this just falls in the category of numbnuts, goofball. I mean, who does this? But go ahead.
So don't, be worried about the state of the man's mental health. He was obviously joking.
Right.
But he is an announcer for a high school girls soccer team. And he's in the press box. And part of the hot mic is him oogling at all the, hot soccer moms. Which is embarrassing enough. But then he's heard on hot mic complaining about how boring the game is. And he says at one point, man, I would love to jump out of this press box. If only it were higher, the fall wouldn't kill me.
And this just, as someone who's worked in broadcasting going on almost 20 years now, what they teach you at the beginning is assume that every mic is hot. Is rather meaning hot, meaning on, meaning that your words are being recorded or heard. And this is a dude, a broadcaster who looks like a standard broadcaster, by the way. None of us, particularly those of us in radio, there's a reason we don't work TV. And this dude is ogling over the soccer moms on a hot mic.
Yeah, well, when you're announcing a game that's maybe, you know, less exciting than you'd like, you got to entertain yourself somehow.
Jeez. I mean, always make sure your mic is off, or better yet, when you have a mic on or near you, don't say those things.
Yeah. Needless to say, he's no longer announcing the soccer games that were flagging.
Really? Shocking. He's been dismissed from announcing the soccer games. Shocking. All right. Time for at least one more here, Peter Rapine. What do you got? Headlines from EPOM's World Week in Review.
All right. So, as you were saying, you know, you were hopefully looking to get some flights out here so that we can do this together.
Yes.
All we have is about a woman who was looking for flights of her own, but she was looking for flights for a group of friends of hers because she's having a bachelor party. And she realized that American Airlines was a little too expensive. So she decided to call a private charter company to get a quote from them instead. Headline reads, girl booking her bachelorette party calls private jet charter company thinking it would be cheaper than American Airlines. And she gets quoted $80,000.
Oh my gosh.
To get her and like her 10 friends on a charter flight.
80 grand?
Yeah, 80 grand.
I mean, first of all, who thinks it's going to be cheaper to fly a charter jet than commercial? I just don't
get
it.
Good question.
And secondly, if that's your fiancé, maybe it's time to look for a different fiancé. Peter Rapine, thank you so much for EPOM's World. You can find all of it at epomsworld.com. Have a great weekend, my friend. All of you have a great weekend. A shout-out to our friends at Gay Pride in Milwaukee. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Celebrate. Paul Schaefer, it's raining men.
Hallelujah.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Pat Kreitlow. Our guest Monday is a fourth-generation cheesemaker. She has the smallest licensed creamery in Wisconsin, but her cheddar just won a national honor.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, I just don't get it. What was in it for them?
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228DP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin with the death of an astronaut. Retired Major General William Anders was killed yesterday in a plane crash in Washington State. He was 90 years old.
Bill Anders only flew in space once, but what a flight it was. As Anders, Jim Lovell, and Frank Borman became the first humans to circle the moon Christmas Eve, 1968. Anders' first impression?
A very whitish gray, like dirty pink sand.
That's how I described it, thus gaining the wrath of poets worldwide.
But looking back at Earth...
Oh, my God, look at that picture over there. Wow, is that pretty.
Anders grabbed a camera and started shooting. Earthrise quickly became one of the most iconic photographs in human history. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Well, we still have a few weeks until the calendar says summer, but it is already feeling like it in parts of the Southwest. This week, temps soared above 110 degrees in California, Arizona, and Nevada. Marta Segura is the chief heat officer for Los Angeles and says they're ready for whatever Mother Nature brings as we officially get into summertime.
We have a heat action framework and goals for the summer that we've been working on with the Emergency Management Department, local fire department, our public safety teams. There will be record-breaking heat. You can never be too prepared for heat season, especially since the records keep breaking summer after summer after summer.
And staying cool will likely be expensive. Two energy groups believe the heat and growing utility costs will cause electric bills to jump almost 8% nationwide. Russia is about to begin naval exercises in the Caribbean. CBS's Samantha Vinograd has details.
The exercises are anticipated to include both naval maritime ships as well as aircraft. And about four ships or so will be making port calls in Cuba in June and potentially in Venezuela as well.
And Cuba says none of the ships carry nuclear weapons and insists their stopover does not represent a threat to the region. Well, they run for the carnations today at the Belmont Stakes.
And they're off.
Because of renovations at Belmont Park, the third leg of the Triple Crown will be run at the Saratoga Racecourse in upstate New York. There's no chance for a Triple Crown winner this year, but Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan and second place finisher Sierra Leone will run. So will Preakness champ Seize the Gray. It could be a fast race at Saratoga.